With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russia bragging about a brand new weapon. Here's Donna Warder.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has tested a new nuclear-capable and nuclear-powered cruise missile designed to confuse existing defenses. In a video released by the Kremlin, Putin, in a meeting with military officers, says once again we have confirmed the reliability of Russia's nuclear shield. Russia has resisted Western pressure for a ceasefire in Ukraine and warns the U.S. and other NATO allies against sanctioning strikes deep inside Russia with longer-range Western weapons. Little is known about Russia's new cruise missile, codenamed Skyfall by NATO, but many Western experts have been skeptical about it, saying a nuclear engine could be highly unreliable. I'm Donna Warder.
The Labor Department says consumer prices increased 3% in September from a year earlier. Economist Steve Moore says President Trump is successfully driving prices lower.
The good news is the price increases that we saw under Biden have subsided. Gas, I just paid $2.89 a gallon. It's been a long time. I don't know what you're paying, but there are a lot of areas in the country, you know, $2.79 a gallon. It was $5 a gallon at one point under Biden.
In the meantime, the White House says the government shutdown likely means there will not be an inflation report next month for the first time in more than 70 years, leaving Wall Street and the Fed without crucial information concerning consumer prices. A strengthening Melissa has grown now to a Category 4 hurricane. Forecasters say likely will reach Cat 5 status late Monday or early Tuesday, unleashing strong rain in Northern Caribbean. This is SRN News. A new study counts the number of churches in America.
It comes from data analyst Ryan Burge, and it concludes that the religious organization with the most congregations is the Southern Baptist Convention, with more than 51,000. Non-denominational churches come in second with a bit more than 44,000, and the United Methodists are third with 30,000. The distribution far from even. Burge reports in Arkansas there's one church for every 400 people. In Nevada, it's one for every 2,000. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City schools suing over the Education Department's decision to discontinue grants worth millions because of school policy supporting transgenderism. City officials say the department acted without the required notice or hearing. Trump administration says policies allowing boys to play sports and use facilities set aside for girls violate Title IX. This is SRN News. There has been a break now in the Louvre jewel heist that rocked Paris last week. Correspondent Julie Walker reports now on several arrests in this big case.
One suspect reportedly preparing to leave the country, police nabbing them at Charles de Gaulle Airport Saturday. French media earlier reporting two arrests. The thieves stole jewels valued at $102 million in less than 8 minutes while the museum was open Saturday morning, October 19th. Officials say they dressed as renovation workers, used a stolen basket lift to scale the Louvre's facade, getting through a window, making their way to the gallery with the jewels, cutting through display cases, then exiting the way they came in and riding off on scooters. The museum's director calling it a terrible failure. I'm Julie Walker.
And more details at srnnews.com.